Wow.
Got a thank you from somebody who said Bah Humbug yesterday.
I'm getting both sides.
I know. We're live.
Okay.
You call the order.
Yes.
Bob is getting the Stampede Inn paperwork. I'm not exactly sure all of what it is, but that's that. And then all we have left then today is that and then my executive session. Is that correct? Wait a second. I'm looking for the wealth of the agenda. Here it is. Okay, we have the executive session that's supposed to be at 10 o'clock. We'll do afterwards. And then the Stampede Inn, which all I know is Russ Chenoweth, who's representing the Stampede Inn, came before the BOE, and he looked through statutes and found that there's a statute that the commission can make a decision. From what I understand, it's related to the property around the Fall Creek Road extension. When the Fall Creek Road extension was done, the land values were greatly reduced because of the way the parcels were cut up.
Okay, now let me.
Now that's how I understand. Now I'm hoping Bob will walk in any second to say that.
Is this the same thing that Dave Oliphant looked at last year?
But it's done now. I think before the paperwork wasn't, the easements or the acquisition of land wasn't complete. Now it is.
What I understand, the motel hadn't changed, the office building hadn't changed, the parcels of land hadn't changed, the use of it, but the city had some flowage easements, but whatever they call their embankment.
Drain.
You need to come to the microphone?
Drainage easements.
Go to the microphone, James.
Fill easements are just like they was the day the BOE decided the case.
Okay, did we decide? Did the BOE make a decision?
That's why I haven't done anything, Jim. The BOE said...
We already made a decision.
Well, then I guess we'll have to wait for Bob, wherever Bob is.
Dave Oliphant went to location.
I'm sure
him and Dr. Rose both didn't go, but Dave Oliphant went and made a strong recommendation that the parcels could be used. I think there was one parcel in question that we divided or percentaged or something. It was a little wedge, but the others were all decided.
The motel's still there, still usable. The office building up front, maybe not used for the office to the motel now, but it's still there to be used.
Is that the one on the corner?
Yeah.
Where you turn off of the Fall Creek Road extension to go right on 76?
Yeah.
I know it's just for lease. I mean, I know it's leasable.
Right, and this is the ones that are coming in with all this. Now, the court case was the city...
We don't have a quorum on the BOE, but see, we have a quorum on the commission.
But Russ Chenoweth cited a specific statute that requires the commission decision, not the BOE.
But we, as a commission, are we going to override the BOE on this one?
Where's Bob?
But that's what it is. It's not... And the lawsuit is now done. The gentleman sued the city of Branson over their fills of the roads coming out on his actual property.
Okay.
And he sued them for the difference in value.
Okay.
But it's still what the BOE looked at wasn't even the property that is in reference or was... Not the property in the lawsuits.
I think I hear him coming. If not, we're just...
And at the time, we told the BOE, I told the BOE, we had seen property sell from $14 to $21 a square foot.
Okay, Bob, we're waiting for you.
Well, I asked his office to have him call and that has to be patched in. I'd rather he just, tell you where he's coming
when
from.
When is his appointment? When is his appointment with us?
Right now. 10:30.
I set the time. He just asked for it to be set, so I just
called. Should we wait for him, or are you going to get...
I'll give you some information. Basically, and you can hear from him, too. He said it was a matter for the county commission and not for the Board of Equalization, and the way he pled it, as you can see, it says in the Taney County Commission rather than, and when we had it in front of BOE, we agreed we'll just have the County Commission hear it.
But so we didn't make a decision.
We did not make a decision this year in BOE.
Okay.
Three weeks ago.
This year, but we did last year on the same properties.
I remember these properties being brought up either a year or two ago. And it's the Epps Road situation where there were
the Fall Creek extension, right?
Yeah, there were some pieces taken for the road and other pieces that remained, and they're arguing that they're not worth
The value that the assessor has assessed, Matt.
Because of support easements and other things.
Okay.
And I don't know whether they're worth what the assessor says they're worth or if they're not. I mean, I don't know that at all.
Jim, and I thought that maybe you were sitting in on that, but apparently it was one of the meetings.
Well, I remember Shinova coming in. And
we had maps laid out. We had...
That was not this year.
That was not this year on this
deal. I'm not
talking
about this year.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't in the other one.
Last year. Now, we had maps laid out. We had all the dimensions. We tabled it for Dave Oliphant and Dr. Rose to go look at, and they went and looked at it, came back, and convincingly, and I think it passed by unanimous, whoever was here, said, and there was one little old wedge that we percentaged, I think, that was down in a kind of a draw there that James was talking about as far as the fill or drainage easement that messed it up a little bit. But other than that, we've already handled that case.
Well, I don't care what you do, but if you just rule on it, that would be great because he's appealed to the Taney County Commission.
So we have to wait for him to call in?
Can he go on to the State Tax Commission with it?
I think you guys, I don't know, you guys need to rule on it.
Well, I don't know what he's asking is my question. I mean, can I
read
yeah,
this?
Please.
Comes now Peter Riccardi by counsel and on behalf of Stampede Inn LLC and hereby affirms the following. My name is, and I'm the managing member of Stampede Inn. It's the owner of record of four parcels of real property in Taney County, Missouri on West Highway 76 in Branson, which comprised the property commonly known as the Silver Fountain Inn. The parcel number assigned by Taney County to the four parcels are 17-3-6-001-006-001. And then the second one is exactly the same except .001. And then C is 7-3-6-001-004-008. And then 17-3-6-001-005-002. The Silver Fountain has been closed for more than 3 years. On or about May 18, 2006, the City of Branson filed a condemnation suit for the extension of Epps Road, naming Stampede Inn LLC as defendant and seeking to condemn a large portion of the parcel numbers referenced above. On or about October 30th, 2009, a Taney County jury confirmed a condemnation award to Stampede Inn for property permanently taken from complainant in the amount of $1,010,274.10. Epps Road now cuts through the former Silver Fountain Inn property from north to south. On March 26, 2009, appraiser Tom Reed, MAI, confirmed for the City of Branson in a formal appraisal report attached hereto that the combined market appraised value of the four parcels referenced herein was $921,000 as of May 9, 2007, when the land was condemned, and as it would have been on January 1, 2009 for the tax years 2009 and 2010. As indicated by the appraisal, the property has been divided by Epps Road and has further lost functional utility and suffered economic obsolescence due to the support easements held by the City of Branson for the shoulder of Epps Road to the east and west of the road. And I've got one more page after this. Since the property was in litigation and condemnation proceedings as to the effective date of the assessor's tax books, it would have been impossible for the assessor to be able to determine the true value in money of the parcels as required by Missouri law. Since the value of the condemnation award and thus the appraised value of complainant's parcels was not known as of January 1st, 2009, it was erroneous for the value to be appraised or assessed at any former values that did not take the condemnation award and damage into account. Further, it amounts to a mistake or defect in the description of lands as anticipated by Section 137-270 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Therefore, the total appraised value of the four parcels referenced herein should be $921,000 as indicated in the Reed MAI appraisal and not the $2.1 million currently on the books of the Taney County Assessor. These facts are true and correct according to my best knowledge and belief. Further affiant saith not. It is signed by Peter Riccardi, and, of course, Russ Shinowick is signing the pleadings. And then there's a copy of the appraisal, and I believe that James has seen all of this, and you've heard what the basis of their claim is, that it's an erroneous, what was it that they said? It's a...
There it is right there, that James had.
It amounts to a mistake or defect in the description of lands as anticipated by 137-270, and therefore he's appealing to the county commission rather than the...
So my question is, what is it currently appraised at or assessed at?
$2.1 million.
And what is he asking for?
And he says that he has an MIA appraisal for $921,000.
Which is the difference between what the courts awarded him, one point, if you'll read that there.
The courts awarded $1,010,274. If you put $1,010,000 on there, you got $1.93 million, and he still got it at 2.1. So what the appraisal says is that it's worth about $150,000 less than what you have it assessed at or appraised at. So they say it's $150,000 less than what the assessor has it appraised at. But when you take the $1 million away that was awarded by the jury to him because the city of Branson took the property, then he doesn't have that property.
I want Jim to be familiar with the property, and like I say, that's all I'm going to say about the entire thing.
The hotel's it can be open right now.
It can be open. This is a holla that was worthless anyhow.
Right.
He got $1 million out of it.
I see
you that. You couldn't stand up on that if you wanted to, and he got $1 million for that. So if you take what he got for his condemned property and apply it to this, I'm about $1 million short on what the property should be worth. It should be worth $3 or $4 million.
So the hotel currently is
it's been closed.
It's closed, but it's functionally fine. It has the easement. It has there's no reason why the hotel could not be open.
I don't know that.
I've asked him what he said. Well, what would you want me to do with it? And I said, I don't care what you do with it. You could put as far as I'm concerned, you could put a shopping mall or anything in
this
it.
This might be him. I hope. Let him make his argument. I'm not in any position to make his argument for him.
County Commission.
Sorry, it's Kelly, and I've got Mr.
Rushing
on the line.
Thank you. Russ?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Just give him a recap.
Bob's going to give you a recap.
What we've been doing while we've been waiting for you is I read the petition. They understand that you say it amounts to an error in the description of lands under the statute number in question, and that's why you're
in front of... Well, yeah, it says error or defect.
Right.
What it is, Bob, is this particular situation is really an anomaly. This is something that is not able to be caught by the typical BOE process since the description hadn't been decided at the time.
Russ, can I let you add to it, and I'll just tell you what I've told them so far.
Sure.
I read the petition, and so they know that a million and change was given to your guy through the condemnation process at, the end of October or something like that.
For the property that he lost, that's right.
Right, and that if you take that and the value that you're saying it's worth and add it together, it comes $150,000 short of what the assessor has it appraised at.
Well, but the assessor can't assess what he lost. I mean, what he lost is we're not talking about what he lost. We're talking about what he still has.
I understand that, but that shows in the figures, okay? And you're claiming that it's worth 970 something thousand because of an appraisal, and
me and an MAI appraiser, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And
921, I think he said 921.
And the assessor has it at 2.1. So,
that's correct.
They realize that there was a condemnation. The hotel is still there. They don't know whether it's functional or not. They think it probably
it's. I mean, if you've been out there, it's shut. It's been shut for a long time. It's just sitting there rotting.
Is it not? Could it not be opened?
I don't think so, Bob. And even if you could go in and rehab those buildings, I think that the access is so messed up now that I don't even think that you could functionally run a hotel there anymore. And there are absolutely no plans to open that as a hotel, nor I believe that you would be able to meet the parking requirements anymore and the zoning requirements.
Okay. Let me just say, why don't you make what argument you want so that they can make a decision? I just thought I'd tell you what's been said so far.
I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate the commission giving me a few minutes to talk about this. My main argument is that this is an anomaly that cannot be addressed by the BOE process. And the commission should not consider the amount of the award. That's for land that was lost. We're not talking about assessing land that was lost. We're talking about assessing what's left. And the MAI has given us a very clear-cut and well-researched appraisal for what's left. And there's no way that the assessor or the BOE or anyone could have described the land that was to be appraised on the 1109 appraisal because it was in litigation. I mean, it was fluid. And that's what the purpose of Section 137-270 is to have for a safety net for these things that fall through the cracks, and to give the commission a chance to adjust those. And so, and I'm sure the commission has read appraisals before, so we're just asking to adjust to a true market value in money as of 1109, which is what the MAI appraisal reflects, and that's the 921.
What parcel are we looking at? I have multiple parcels that Stampede Inn is listing. Are we specifically looking at just the hotel?
We're Jim, is this Jim?
Yes.
Yeah, Jim, we're looking at two different parcels that comprise the hotel and what are now actually support easements. And that's another important distinction that I should bring to the commission's attention. Part of the land that is left to my client that is not included in the condemnation award is encumbered by easements that are required. My client is required to leave that land be for support easements for the Epps Road Fall Creek extension that has gone through there. So not only has he lost land, which he's been duly compensated for by a jury, but the land that's left is encumbered, and he can't touch a significant portion of that because it has to remain for support. But I think that the MAI appraiser did a pretty good job of reflecting that in the report. But Jim, to answer your question, I think we're talking about the hotel and the support easements, and I think those are the two parcels that are in question.
It looks like there's four parcels. One's a triangular one, and there's two oddly shaped parcels that come together at a point, and then
right. That's what we would call excess land, but those are all addressed in the MAI appraisal. The MAI appraisal encompasses everything that we're talking about here.
Okay.
The land.
This is really the only way to do it. I mean, there's no way that he could have gone through the BOE process because the condemnation wasn't right. I mean, there hadn't been a legal determination as far as what he actually owned at that time. I mean, the litigation started well before 1109.
The amount of money the city paid for the excess land, though, that we've got mapped here in front of us, this is James, was somewhere in the portion of $20 a square foot, appears. They give him $1.1 million?
Well, but that doesn't... Is that Danny?
This is James.
Oh, none of that... hi, James. None of that bears on what's left.
Well, on Barry's,
we shouldn't even be talking about the award because the award is not what should be assessed.
Well, that's what's on the
MAI. The award is taken care of. That property's gone. It's not his. We're just talking about what's left. So, I mean, we shouldn't even entertain a discussion of the condemnation because it's moot.
Well, that's what Reed and Associate addresses here on their front page.
Yeah, it says that it's gone. I mean, if you look at that appraisal, they've subtracted that out.
Right.
All that's at issue here is what's left, and that's what the appraisal values.
Well, the excess land is a huge chunk of land there on Berry Street that's accessible in three different directions, Russ.
Well, and it's encumbered by support easements too. I mean, you know, it's if you've ever driven out there, guys, when you are heading west on 76 at that new stoplight and you turn right, you can see that, number one, you're well higher than the land, and there's no place to turn left or west. You know, after you turn north on Fall Creek Extension, there's no way to go from Fall Creek Extension left onto the property. I mean, it's all curb and gutter that's well above grade. They're well above the grade of the old hotel.
May I ask a question?
In a ditch.
The 2.1 that the assessor currently has it appraised at, is that the for everything?
Yes, that's all four parcels
even,
together.
Even what or does that include the land that was taken, or does not include the land that was taken?
That includes the land that was taken.
Does it include the land that was taken, or you say it's worth 2.1 as it sits now with the land taken?
That's what I have determined.
That even with the land taken, it's worth 2.1.
Yeah, Russ, I was going to ask you on the building up that borders 76 there, that the big for lease sign is. Do you know what lease he's asking for that?
No, I don't. All I know, James, is that there's been no takers. I talked to Peter, the owner, and he's. I said I saw your sign in there. I said, have you gotten any calls? And he said no.
Well, it's not addressed.
It's sort of a pariah. I mean, the only thing that you can do with that, in any, you know, I mean, you guys are in the assessment business, and you understand real estate. The only thing you can do is to plow that down and start over. And you know, you're going to have to figure the demolition costs and all that, you know, when you figure the value of the land.
What did the MAI appraiser, figure that lease in this appraisal? I'm not finding it.
What lease?
Where he's trying to lease out the building on what standard lease up and down the strip would be.
There's no value there. There's nothing to value. There's no current lease. There's no, the improvements are contributing in a negative manner to the land.
Let me ask another question.
Go ahead.
1997 or 95, I mean 2007 or 2005. 2005. What was this assessed at? And if you took the $1 million from the award and added it on to what the assessor says is worth 2.1 at the present time, it would make it worth, what, 3.2. Is that what it was assessed at or close to in 2005?
I'm not here to argue 2005 or 2007. All we're talking about is the 2009-2010 tax cycle, and that value is reflected by Reed's appraisal. And you know, all I'm asking the commission for is to apply the statute, because what it is, guys, is it's a safety net. And I realize that this situation doesn't come very often. But that's what this statute is intended for, is when there's something that falls through a crack or there's a fluid change in a description of a property that can't be addressed at BOE, and that's exactly what we have here. So I just think the proper application of the statute is to look at Reed's appraisal and to adjust that back to what he actually ended up owning, which is the land minus the support easements and minus the condemned property, which is what Reed valued.
Russ, this is Danny. Year before last, or last year, maybe it was last year, with the BOE, we went through this very description along with maps. And I didn't think you made the presentation.
No.
Okay. We had maps, and we're looking at the parcels now that are left. And we table this for an on-site inspection by BOE members. And they came back with a report and confirmed what was given. How do we reverse a five-member board's decision?
You're not reversing the board at all, Danny, because what the board had to decide was not, there wasn't a final determination of the condemnation award until October of 2009.
Well, what happened to us?
The board didn't even have, I don't even think there should have been an appeal to the BOE in 2009, because there wasn't anything final to appeal. I think the reason I say this is an anomaly is because there wasn't any final determination of what is actually taxable until the jury made their award. And that's best reflected by the MAI report.
Did they have use of the...
It was probably premature for him to go in front of BOE, Danny, and
well, the little triangle that shown in the center of Berry Street and there, we made a decision, and I think it was just partially. I mean, this very map that we're looking at is the very map that we looked at in BOE session, and it wasn't this 2009 BOE. It was last year's. It was 2008 or 7 or whatever. Whenever we looked at this. And we had, well, it had to be because Dave Oliphant and Dr. Rose made an on-site visit to see if they could be, you know, accesses to roads and everything, and brought back a pretty extensive report on it and recommended that we take such action, whatever we took at that time. Now, what you're telling me is none of that is valid because there hadn't been a decision made. But how did they have all the, how did they have the little triangle and everything designated at that point for us to make a decision on?
I think there were some surveys done, Danny, but they didn't have a final legal description to work from until the jury made that award. There was no final determination as far as what was being taken. You know, you got to remember in the court case there were two things that were being decided. Number one, what land is going to be taken, and number two, how much is the taking worth? You know, I mean, it's a constitutional type of decision, and they finally made the determination. They added the support easements onto it, so I don't even know if we have any maps or any information that are any more current and valid than the MAI report and
2008 summer
coupled
BOE
with the jury petition. Because the jury, what they did in effect is they took that map that you were looking at and they gutted it. They, you know, they run a piece of a right-of-way through there and added the support easement. So, you know, basically they just run this right, you know, right up the middle of his property, and there's no way that there could have been a determination as far as what he owed until the jury rendered its verdict. And that's why this couldn't have been argued at the BOE.
The city of Branson got possession of the property that was eventually taken back in 2006. Is that correct?
I think that there was a temporary order that allowed them to start work. So, I mean, yeah, they might have had possession, Bob, but it was still on the tax books. It was still on the tax books because no final decision had been made.
So since 2006, Riccardi and the Stampede Inn has not been able to use the property that was taken this year. Is that correct?
I apologize. I was talking over you, Bob. What'd you say?
So since 2006, you said the award or the original condemnation action was filed May 18th, 2006. Normally the way those work is within a short period of time, there's three commissioners that given an award amount, and if that's paid into the court, the municipality
The difference in this case, Bob, is that it went to a jury.
I understand that, but they have a right to take possession of the property and begin work. But then either side can file exceptions and have it go to a jury. But
and that's what happened here.
But once the money's paid into the treasury that the commissioners suggested, the entity gets possession of the property to build the road or do whatever it is they're doing. So my point is, in 2006, the city of Branson had possession of that property to do the construction, and the owner did not have the right to continue to use that property so shall we say in a way that's not well, he probably didn't have the right to use that property after 2006.
Well, I'm sure that's true, Bob, and it probably negatively affected the value of his parcel even before the current tax year in question. Like I said, this is an oddball case, and this is something that I don't see very often. But that's, you know, if you'll look historically under the use of that statute, that's specifically what it's for, is to allow the, you know, to commission to step in and to catch these things, you know, before the end of the year, before the taxes are due.
Yeah, Russ, do you have anything else to add that we need to know, because we're just kind of going right back over the same stuff over again?
I don't. I just thank the commission for its time. And James, with all due respect, I mean, this is not the BOE type of thing that the assessor needs to vote on or And as much as I admire and respect James, and we're pretty good friends,
the assessor doesn't
get
to vote.
I don't even think this is something that the assessor should be heard on. I mean, I think this is a commission decision. This is not a BOE deal. This is strictly in the hands of the commission. But
we understand, but obviously they want to get all the details from whomever might have information. He doesn't get to vote in BOE anymore, and he doesn't get to vote in the county commission.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, thank you, Russ. We appreciate your call.
James, I appreciate it. Commissioners, thanks for your time, and Happy New Year.
All right.
All right.
Happy New Year.
All right, thank you.
All right. So, I started talking over himself a couple times, and I was kind of got lost for a second there. So, basically, the valuation on all the parcels is 2.1.
Mm-hmm. As it currently sits.
As it currently sits. Mm-hmm. That valuation is the same as it was before the property was taken?
Not the same as, but the land that they took was so steep and stuff, we just had value on it.
You really had no value on it.
It hasn't really changed since 2005.
So
it's
in
been
your
essentially
opinion
2.1.
Is the valuation, even though they took a slope easement basically, had no value to your determining a $2.1 million value to the hotel?
Even though the jury
all
gave
the
a
parcels,
million.
All the parcels now.
Right, right.
And so, I believe what they took was not a decrease to his value, but an increase to his value by providing the...
Well, one could argue that he's now got better road visibility to a hotel that wasn't. So that's the first thing. The second thing is he's saying, and this is just, I'm not pleading the case, I just want to make sure. Is he saying that because of all the action that was taken out there, he wasn't able to run a, the owner wasn't able to run a hotel, therefore the value has gone down to $900,000?
He's saying that now he cannot effectively run a hotel there because he can't meet the parking and the
zoning
that sort
requirements
of, yeah.
of Branson.
Yeah, and it, not only is it not operating, it's not under lease, and it's doubtful whether it can even be operated as a hotel at the present time. That's his argument.
Okay, now, may I ask you another question? This appraisal that he's referring to is by a certified appraiser.
Yes, MAI.
And normally we take the direction of an appraiser because they're not doing a income approach. It's truly a replacement cost or whatever they, however they term it, correct? That's what they're doing at the appraiser, mm-hmm. that appraisal. So that appraiser is saying it's worth $900,000. Is that how I'm saying it?
Yeah, but do I always say to you I'd like to see his comparables and see how he did his appraiser?
Yeah. Do we have
you
that?
Want to hear some comment?
Well, I've got it right here.
Well,
that, I just want to make sure that's what he's asking. He's saying because of all this stuff and the appraiser, my property is worth $900,000.
Right, and I've got it right here. And I want to point out some things that's obvious to this old country boy.
Okay. Bob, is there anything else I'm leaving out?
Well, it was brought to BOE, and he said it was not for BOE, it was for the county commission because you didn't know the property as it was prior to that, so that's why it's under the statute. Other than that, no, nothing that I heard that he was arguing.
Okay.
I gave him some other stuff, and he didn't want it, so...
That's what it is?
Yep.
Okay. And one question, is there an appeal process based off of what we decide?
I believe there probably is.
At the tax commission level?
I don't know that it may be circuit court. Circuit court.
And they other went through circuit court.
Okay. That's all I got. I'm good. Danny, I mean...
I show top respect to this MAI appraisal. Uh-huh. To this appraiser. But I'm going to tell you, and you're going to recognize what's happened here. He's pulled one property, the Thunderbird Inn, that was leveled.
Okay.
And he puts it in here as a purchase, as an improvement on it. They give $10.39 per square foot for that little bitty narrow lot that Thunderbird Inn was on and dozed it. His next two examples is $1.36 a square foot on Forsyth Road that has been removed by excavators.
Oh, yeah, that hillside.
That's his next two comparables to this piece of property.
Because he's saying this isn't worth anything, basically.
Okay. If you look up on the map, you'll see Fuddruckers.
Yep.
Built 36. In the same year, that's how he got his appraisal on his land so high. It sold for $21 a square foot. If you add those kind of values to that property that gentleman has there,
$2 million is not enough.
Would you look at the hotel right next to it, that's the Ozark Mountain, go down to right more there? Right up. Is that that's the hotel?
That's the big, tall job that sits
there. So what's that appraisal value for that guy?
1.41 acres value, 657 times 3 is $2 million.
Okay. And if I'm just looking at valuation, so I'm going to make sure I understand what this. You've got this parcel up on the right, go up from that right there. That's a slope, or is there some flat spots to that?
That's a good piece of land.
Okay, and then the hotel is a spot, and it's got an easement to the Fall Creek Extension.
Right.
And then you've got the building on the front corner.
Right.
Does he own the building on the corner?
No, yes. That's the Dixie Stampede, and there is access
Dead. That's dead. That's worthless property there. Where? No, it's not. No. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong corner.
You're on the wrong corner.
Okay, I was saying the other corner.
That's where the office building for rent is.
So $900,000 for all those parcels is what we're saying.
That's what he's saying it's worth.
Now, the hotel is in disrepair. I'll give him that.
Yeah, well, but give him that. I'm talking about what we did through the BOE, and that was discussed in the BOE session, was that the motel was, although it was a motel, it was probably, I don't know what percentage.
Those are $5 a square foot.
Click on that there. Did not click, but just, how many acres are we talking there?
4.2 acres.
43,560.
That's what I was going to do the math real fast here.
Times 4.2.
Here, I got a calculator right here. All right. 4.2 times 43,560. 182,000 times.
Put $4 on it. That's cheap. That's dirt cheap.
Hold on. You can talk. Is that correct? $731,000 is what.
And that'd be a heck of a buy, Jim.
For the land.
I actually think I got a sale over there, but Dunkin' Donut on the opposite side, too. They had to come up with something per square foot and had to submit a. I'd like to see the appraisal that was submitted to the courts. Would be the one I wanted to see.
Well, it
would
be the high one.
That's the one I would like to see.
You can get a copy of it.
For the agriculture land of it to bring $1 million and be appraised for that, you know the courts didn't award more than that.
But what's the property in the corner, that the blue one? How big is that?
I just got it on for 400 and... I just got it on for...
That's a bargain right there.
Oh, my. 160,000.
It's worth it. It's worth about 400. We just split the value up, Jim. We didn't really pay attention to how we did it. And left the big chunk with the main land.
I mean, I could see if we said the hotel's worth, let's say the hotel's worth 800,000. Let's say the corner property's worth 400,000. That parcel's worth 200,000. I mean, that gets you at 1.4, 1.5. I mean, I don't. We're nowhere near 900,000.
No,
nowhere near that. I mean, I'd be open to devaluing a little bit, but not 900,000. I mean, I just don't see it. I mean,
it's not there.
It's not. I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, that hotel is a homeless area sometimes.
Even if you dissect this appraisal, it's not there.
No. Would you concede it's worth maybe $1.5 million?
Sure. It's not a problem with me.
Bob, aren't you going to object?
We're just talking. There's not discussions here.
It's a matter of, could it be worth 1.5? Yes. Could it be worth 3? Yes.
Well, I guess my question is, can I change even talk? Can we even talk about values right now?
Well, that's exactly what he's talking about. Under the statute that he has cited, he's saying
that we can do it because of
the fact that the condemnation was going on and the actual dimensions of the property weren't known until October 29th of 2009.
But we looked at exactly the same thing.
And he can go on to circuit court despite your
position here.
And we'll pull Dave Oliphant in as a realtor. He's who we sent back
out.
Dave Oliphant. Didn't send nobody else back out.
But that was, again, that was 2008, and that's a different assessment cycle. This is 2009. He cited this separate statute, but, I mean, obviously, if you think that it's not worth $900,000, that's way off, I mean...
That's way off for us. I'm concerned. Where do you want to go on the other?
No. What I'm saying is you do whatever you think you need to do.
We can set the value wherever we want because of the statute he's citing.
Because of the statute he's citing, if you believe that it falls under that statute.
Well, does it fall under that statute? That's my legal question. Really does this request fall under that statute?
Well, he's saying that it's a defect.
Let me go to it.
Please.
It amounts to a mistake or defect in the description of lands as anticipated by 137-270. Is there a defect or a mistake in the description of the lands?
Was there? Is there?
Potentially.
How could there be? That's exactly the map we looked at.
Potentially. I don't know whether it's exactly the same as what you looked at in 2008. I don't know if it...
And
actually, that's irrelevant. It's what the assessor looked at on January 1st of 2009, which I would assume would be the same
as he looked at it as the road in 2008. Was basically done.
So, do I know whether that's changed or not? No, I don't.
Wow.
So, maybe there was a defect and maybe there wasn't. But he's saying just the fact that the condemnation was occurring makes this a defect.
That isn't applied to that statute, does it?
It doesn't talk about condemnation in the statute. It talks about a defect or a mistake in the description of the land.
And we can't talk about the $1 million you got for this.
No, we can't talk about that. But I guess my question is, I don't see...
Well, actually, if you believe that it is, you can go ahead and make whatever adjustments you need to make based on the description or the... Really, what you should be doing, though, is looking at, okay, did the judgment get affected by that mistake or defect in the description of the land?
What'd you figure per foot on that?
Oh, if I bid $5 a foot on the hotel, okay, that puts us at 800,000. Actually, it puts us closer to 900,000, okay? Let's say that corner property that James is admitting to, it's worth $400,000. I know what land goes on 76. Okay, so that leasable building on the corner is worth $400,000. And that other parcel that's a...
Now, wait just a second. I've got a little bit of an argument there with that.
Okay.
$400,000 on that. The reason I say that is because they have no parking.
Oh, it's worth it. No, they've got parking in the back, on the side. There's... On that little building on the corner, you mean?
Yeah.
There's some parking there.
Remember it.
For an office building, all they need is a few. But it's a leasable property right now. It's for lease. That office space is for lease.
Go ahead. Now go ahead with your...
Okay, and then I think the property right there where he is, that right there, that's worth at least $200,000 because it's a buildable lot. It's not on 76, but it's at least buildable.
Got sewer and water, too.
Yeah, sewer and water. So if I just add those three, because I think that little sliver piece and that little piece is nothing, or near nothing. So that... Minimum adds up to 1.5 there. 1.5 million, I mean, I respectfully disagree with the appraisal at 900,000, but, I mean, if he has an argument, I mean, I'd be more open to 1.5, 1.6, or we just do nothing and we cite that we don't believe that the, because I would ask the assessor, did you assess this in January 1st when you made your assessment? That's the parcels you looked at.
Right.
So you didn't miss...
We
appraise anything because you saw what it was.
That's right.
So based off of that, though, Bob, I would say maybe this statute doesn't apply because he assessed that. Wasn't the land already acquired by then? It was acquired by 2006.
It was, this says here, this appraisal as of May 9th, 2007, which it had to be acquired back in 2006 before the easements came
so
through.
So the descriptions of the property has not changed.
I don't know that. It could have in the court case, but it may not have. It probably did not.
And our assessor knew what he was looking at, so I don't know how. I mean, I could argue the statute he is citing may not qualify. Here I'm having to decide What do you think? Does he think he's using the statute or not? Putting you on the spot.
I think if the property changed, it's possible, but I think any change that you made would be based upon the property description causing the error. And, I mean, how much did it vary from what the assessor did?
Do you want to assign a cost to it, or do you want to say it doesn't apply? That's the question.
That's what it comes down to.
So which one do you want to do, Jim? I'm open to either one of them.
Let's assign a cost of $1.6 million, and if he doesn't like it, he can... Oh, you gave me a...
Getting a dirty look.
My goodness, I thought I knew where I was from the attorney, Bob.
Well, I mean...
Should we mess it with cost, or should we be just saying... Statute doesn't apply, Bob.
You're asking me to make that decision for
you. I want to know, statutorily, does that statute apply legally?
May I go get the statute? Okay. Can you give me just a couple of minutes? Can we take a recess?
A 2-minute recess.
2-minute recess.
You better run.